very Merry Christmas to all of you. If we had to pick one day of the year that's as close as you could be to Christmas without being Christmas, it would be today. We call Christmas Day December 25th, of course, the incarnation, the Feast of the Incarnation, but we can also call today's feast day the same thing, because today, as you know, is the day that it all began. 9 months exactly before Christmas, which today is, we celebrate the true entering of the Word into human flesh. It begins, as we know so well, in our fight for life in our own day and age. We know that that conception happens now. On the first day, a person's first day, you can figure out your own first day, if you will, if you just count 3 months ahead of your birthday. That was your first day when God actually became one of us. It's the central mystery, the first of the central mysteries of the Christian faith, to think of that moment when the Word of God became flesh, as St. John's Gospel tells us. The Word became flesh. And we pray it before, always before the 8 o'clock Mass, the Angelus, where we recall these words: the angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. It was by the Holy Spirit that Mary was able to receive this child into her womb, even though she was a virgin and intended to be one her whole life, which is why she spoke to the angel, "How can this be?" She wasn't so baffled as much as she was testing this angel to see whether it was of God or not, because if it was an angel of God, then it would have known about her vow to God. And the Word became flesh. Those amazing words, to think about it and to ponder, this is what makes our faith the true faith, to think that God actually became one of us. It is the greatest gift imaginable. It is truly unthinkable to think that God became one of us. It sets Christianity apart from all other religions. This is the moment, true, when God becomes one with us. He became a human being. He took on that which was mortal so that he could die for us. It was impossible for us to get to heaven. And so we ponder this mystery today, especially by praying the Hail Mary. The words of the Hail Mary belong to this feast day. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. So let us pray that prayer as often as we can today and really throughout the year. For God has truly come and is with us.